Hi there. My name is Rory Clark. I'm the pastor of Bra Ministries, a worldwide Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona, and I have a question for you. Why don't you give God another chance? That's the focus of these 10-minute lessons. You can give God another chance. But why consider doing that? Well, you might want to consider it because God cares for you. There's a children's song that goes like this. Nobody likes me. Everybody hates me. Guess I'll go eat worms. Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever felt like everything was against you? Have you ever been depressed? Have you ever had a circumstance that treated you unfair? Are you out of work? Have you lost your health? A friend of mine is a young family man with a wife and two young daughters in his 40s. And he was diagnosed with bone marrow cancer. Another friend of mine was just diagnosed with kidney cancer, a young man. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here comes this diagnosis. Are you out of hope like these men were at the moment that they heard the news? Well, in this lesson, you're going to learn what my friend with bone marrow cancer learned, that God cares for you. So the God I'm talking about is the Lord Jesus Christ. And if he were talking to you personally right now, he would want you to know what he thinks of you. The Lord reveals what he thinks of you many places in the Bible. The Lord is not mysterious. The Lord is not confused or confusing. And one place that he reveals what he thinks of you is in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. In the New Testament. And here's what that says. It says, "Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your cares on him, because he cares for you." God cares for you. That's what he thinks of you. God loves you, and God wants a relationship with you. But if you've ever been involved in a religion, you've been told exactly the opposite. In religion, God is portrayed falsely as a vengeful God, as an angry God, as a jealous God, who is counting up all of your sins against you. And one day in the future, you're going to have to stand before him, and you're going to have to make an account of your sinful life. Is that true? Well, like all lies, it has some truth in it. You will meet the Lord Jesus Christ face to face one day. But mostly, that's a false depiction, a false representation of the character and nature of God. The truth is, God cares for you. God created you. God is on your side. And God is not out to get you, even if you hate him. Now, with God, everything about you is personal. Why? Because first and foremost, God is a person. God is a being. God has a personality. And he has always had you personally in mind by name. He has you personally in mind by name today, and he will always have you personally in mind by name forever. God cares for you. That's the sentiment. You need to know exactly what it means to you personally that God cares for you. Let's see what these verses reveal about how a perfect God sees imperfect you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7 say this, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your cares on him, because he cares for you." Now that has six parts. Those verses have six parts. Part 1, humble yourselves. Part 2, under the mighty hand of God. Part 3, that he may exalt you. Part 4, at the proper time. Part 5, casting all your cares on him. And part 6, the payoff part, because he cares for you. So let's take a quick look at the first five parts so that we can turn our focus to the sixth part. God cares for you. Part 1, humble yourselves. Part 1 is a request from God, directly to your free will. God is asking you to depend on him. Part 2, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. Part 2 literally means be under a ruling system. God wants you to depend on His thinking to run your life. And He reveals how He thinks in the Bible. Part 3, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He might exalt you. Part 3 lets you know that God is looking to make your life amazing beyond your wildest dreams. God wants to make your dreams come true. Part 4, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you at the proper time. God has perfect timing. And part 4 says that God will promote you when the time is right. God knows you better than anyone else knows you. He knows the exact time that is right for you. And that time comes typically when He has set up all the factors that will make your success permanent. So be patient with God. Part 5, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that He might exalt you at the proper time, casting all your cares on Him. Part 5 means that God wants to carry your burdens if you will let Him. God encourages you to slam all of your cares on His back as if you were slamming another wrestler to the ground. In fact, these verses encourage us to slam all of our mind dividers on God's back. And that's what's meant by the word cares. Your cares are your mind dividers. They are those things that keep you off focus. And then there's part 6, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that He might exalt you at the proper time, casting all your cares on Him because He cares for you. Part 6 is the payoff portion of these two verses. Why does God expect you to slam your cares on His back? Because He cares for you. The words God cares for you are an idiom in the Greek language of the New Testament. An idiom is an expression in a language made of words that appear to say one thing, but really mean something completely different. The Greek idiom, God cares for you, literally means God considers your problems to be His responsibility. God considers your problems to be His responsibility. God cares for you. Now, that feels like an Alka-Seltzer moment. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Isn't it a relief to you that God considers your problems to be His responsibility? Now, the question you might ask then is, which problems does God consider to be His responsibility? Well, God considers your spiritual problems to be His responsibility. God considers your marriage problems to be His responsibility. God considers your career problems to be His responsibility. God considers your relationship problems to be His responsibility. God considers your family problems to be His responsibility. God considers your personal problems to be His responsibility. God considers your financial problems to be His responsibility. God considers your sinning problems to be His responsibility. God considers your children problems to be His responsibility. And even your health problems, God considers to be His responsibility. You got cancer? Well, the medical community may not have an answer for cancer, but God sure does have the cure, as my friend found out. He had a successful bone marrow transplant, and a year later is well on his way to recovery, and I expect that my friend with the problem of kidney cancer is going to experience the same thing. My friend with bone marrow cancer trusted God for the cure, and God came through as usual. And the funny thing is, He put that solution in place long before He brought my friend Tony to the earth. God cares for you. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He might exalt you at the proper time, casting all your cares on Him, because He cares for you. You know, the reason that we don't know these things about God, that God loves you unconditionally, that God wants a relationship with you, and that God cares for you, is because most of us learned the rules about God long before we learned about the relationship. And that is just backwards. Maybe now you can give God another chance and learn about Him before you learn about His rules. And if you do that, you'll see God in a completely different light. Now, if you like these short lessons, tell your friends. If your friends like these lessons, get some new friends. But keep on joining me and keep on giving God another chance. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.